That's the State of the Union right there.
Yeah.
Then he's all right. So he's on to the economy at this point. And I think at, right now, in order to get a real handle on this, we have to call George Santos.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello, George.
Who's there?
This is Eric calling from the BBC show A Chapo Trap House. And I was hoping to just get a comment, response, one line response to the State of the Union.
You're breaking up. What's Eric, you're with who and what are you calling for?
I'm from the BBC show Trapo Trap House, and I'm just hoping to get a single quote just about the State of the Union from yourself.
The State of which union? The United States Union?
Yes, yes, just about the recent obvious State of the Union.
It's chaotic. It was a campaign speech by a declining, feeble-minded leader who is refusing to let go of power. I don't quite think he even is aware that he is the president of the United States at this point because he's so weak and feeble-minded.
Where do you think he is mentally?
I don't think he's mentally fit to serve.
Hmm. What could we do for him to, you know, improve his mental state? You know, where should he be?
He's going to be 80 years old. He's 80 years old.
Hmm.
There's nothing to do. This is a natural cycle of the human being. There's 80 and strong, and then there's 80 and Joe Biden. This isn't a matter of assassinating his character. He's served this country 40 years, whether you agree or disagree with his political stances. Let it go. And he also said he'd only serve for one term because he thought he'd be the only one that could beat Donald Trump. Well, whatever happened to that promise? Facts.
And we've just got I've got a second more local issue for, national issue for a British issue. We currently, the country has just banned and announced a cull for the dog species, the Bully XL. And we just wondered how humane you felt that was.
I'm sorry. I think it's absolutely insulting that the Brits, and we have this issue here in New York in municipalities and counties where a dog breed is banned. You need to understand that dogs are not evil. Evil are the people who train them. Are they going to start banning ankle-biting chihuahuas just because they're ankle-biters?
Mm.
And trust me, you have to put no instinct of evil into a chihuahua. He's bored with it. And I love dogs.
And would you... And if you were to choose one of the other, a Bully XL or a Chihuahua, what would you know?
I'd rather have 10 Bully XLs and one Chihuahua biting everybody's ankle, even including your own.
Oh, fantastic. Well, thank you so much for that statement. We really appreciate it.
You bet. Be well. Bye-bye.
Take care.
I think that went great.